It is time for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. And joining us this morning is Pastor Charles Kelly from Christian Community Church in Boswell, PA, just south of the glorious and wonderful city of Pittsburgh.
You got it, the glorious, wonderful town of Pittsburgh.
I can hear that Pittsburgh accent. It does me good.
Yeah.
Got that yinz going on. If you're from Pittsburgh, you know what we're talking about. If you're not, they're like, what are they talking about? That's all right.
We know our Steelers, though. But anyway.
Yeah, so it was good to see the Steelers win finally after 3 weeks of incompetence.
Yeah, a couple losses in a row there, but back on track, hopefully.
There you go. Back on track. Well, we're excited to have you with us, and we want you to help us make sure we're getting our day started right by starting it in the Lord. So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Well, I was just meditating, thinking about this, and with the Christmas season and the way we have a sense we just experienced it in this past, but not really. And I was just contemplating, looking over the verses in Matthew in chapter 1, where we have three names given to our wonderful Lord. He'll be called Christ in Matthew 1:16. And then a little further down in our reading in verse 21, they said that he shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. That's powerful enough right there. Then it's followed 2 verses later in verse 23 that the virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. And Tommy, I was just thinking of all those titles, appellations, and words given about the Christ. I was thinking about Emmanuel, that throughout the whole year that, you know, it's not so much a title there as much as a characterization of who he is. And it speaks of the deity of Christ. Emmanuel's, you know, God is always with us. And I just take that to my heart that I understand that in Christ, living in me, is the salvation message, born again, that I'm never alone. No matter where we are, no matter what we go through this pandemic, whatever else may come, in Christ Jesus, we're never alone, Tommy. The word Emmanuel just speaks to my heart, the deity of Christ. But I was on a trip, if I could just take a quick moment.
Sure.
I was with a friend fishing. I'm from PA, but I like to travel. I do a lot of fly fishing. And we went to Tennessee in Holston River, the Watauga River. And I was on the Watauga, and it was my error. They warn you about that. Sometimes they'll open up the dam, let the water out for kayaks. When the water was lower, I went out to walked out toward an island to do some fishing from the island. And long short of it, I saw the water being released, and I thought I could cross to the other side in time where my car was. Long short of it, it took me totally under with all my equipment on, my net, my fly rod, everything was tangled. I just lifted my head up. You know, I pushed for a moment, got my head above water, and just yelled, Jesus! And nobody else was around. We're in a pretty isolated area. But he was there, and it was as if the Lord, I saw the island. It was almost impossible. I'd never do it. I thought I was going to drown, to tell you the truth. And somehow I got there. And it was just, I got to attribute it to the Lord. It's not like I'm like making this more than it was. So it was like picked me up and threw me there. But he gave me hope. And I got there. They brought a crew. There's camera crews there and everything. But my point is, he's a very present help in time of trouble, Psalms tells us in 46:1. He's our refuge and strength. Nobody else was around, but Jesus was there. And when my head came out of the water, just Christ, Jesus, I yelled, and his protects, his covering, to know that he's always there. I mean, it speaks to my heart, but hopefully it speaks to other people today.
Yeah, that's a good word, that Emmanuel got with us. But that is, especially after this year we've had, we really need him with us, don't we? Pastor, would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
I sure would, yeah. And come before you, Lord, through that matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we always, Father, we will now and for always give you praise for him. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful titles and names that we see revealed through the Lord. And he is Jesus. And the angel said, you shall call him Jesus specifically, for he shall save his people from their sins. And we bless you, Lord, for sending your son. And as we just came through the Christmas season, we praise you for that. I pray for our listeners, Lord. I pray that their hearts are refreshed today and that the new year upcoming would be a year of blessing, Lord. In spite of all that we see, We know that we can put our trust and our hope is within you, Lord, that you are forever seated on the throne and that you rule. Pray for the listeners just to be receptive to your word today, God, and give them the assurance is always with them, that they are never alone, that we're never alone, Lord, and just that the power of God will overshadow them and give them the love, Father, and the peace that they within their hearts, within their spirits, and we will be quick, Lord. We will be quick to give you the praise and all the glory, for we ask it in the strong and the matchless strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Charles Kelly joining us from Christian Community Church in Boswell, Pennsylvania. And Pastor, tell us about Christian Community Church.
Yeah, we're just an independent church outside the little town of Boswell, and God's just been good. And you know, what he's speaking to us is just to continue to trust in him. It's obvious with things that's been going on with the pandemic, things are a little bit out of what we call kilter, out of the norm. But God has been watching over us. He's been blessing us. I think bringing us into a closer place of unity within our congregation. We're learning what God's speaking to us. The same thing he's been speaking for over 2,000 years is, you know, commitment to righteousness, commitment to evangelize, commitment to speak the truth and not to waver. He's working in us. I think he's uniting us stronger than we were before. And really, through it all, we're anchored in him. We're strong in him. At our church, Tommy, it's incredible. My wife does a lot of our book work, and just shared last evening, through this pandemic, through this year, our finances were even more than they were the previous year. Mm. And attendance, to be truthful, has been down, but yet God proves to be provider, you know, through all things.
Are you guys able to meet in person?
We've been doing it ever since the pandemic. We've not missed a Sunday, Tommy. We have a carport at the church where when it first broke out, the pandemic, we would have our praise team under the carport, and we're in a nice level area. So in our parking lot, we had the transmission. We could go by radio, or we had pretty good speakers that they could hear the service, you know, with the praise and worship, and set up a little podium for me. But yeah, we've had service every Sunday.
Wonderful. And finding a level area in that part of the country is not easy. So
it's not easy. No, not. Yeah, we got the ski resorts here near Somerset and Boswell, but a lot of mountains and hills. But yeah, we're on top of a hill in a nice flat area. Yeah, but we've met, and God's blessed. Whether we're in a parking lot, inside, we're two or three gather. He's proven to be what I said earlier. We're never alone.
And if folks want to find out more about the church and your ministry, is there a website or a Facebook page?
Our church is outside of Boswell, 2610 Lincoln Highway, www.cccboswell.com. CCC for Christian Community Church. And yeah, anybody interested could look into that. And we've been live streaming. Our services are at 10:30, so we have our service being streamed also. But yeah, if anybody would love to, any information, our phone number is 814-443-4061.
Hey, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great talking with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. God bless.